Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. Happy Sunday morning to you, and happy Independence Day. Amen. So praise God. Feliz Domingo por la mañana, y feliz Día de Independencia. Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. Amen. And bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all NBC family visitors and all of those joining us by audio and video. Amen. So we just ask you each and every time, prepare yourselves to receive what God has for you. And you know He's got something for you. If you're not expecting anything, guess what? Don't expect to get anything. But if you're expecting something, you know, He's going to bless you. Amen. So I'm expecting. Amen. So praise God. He wants to bless you, encourage you, change you, and correct you. Nos bendice, nos quiere dar ánimo. Y nos quiere cambiar y nos quiere corregir. Amen. So today we're going to be going back to Jesus is the way, part two. Amen. And we'll get to it in a few minutes, but He is the way. Amen. So don't leave here like you came. Amen. Leave change. Leave a new person. Amen. He has great plans for you. None of them include defeat. So make yourself available to Him. The Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. He says, greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. So, you know, you're not a defeated foe. We fight against a defeated foe. Amen. He says, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen. So, praise God. And, you know, the world has called you this so many times, and quit saying this to yourself. I'm not a loser. I'm a winner. I'm a champion. Why? Because God tells me, amen, you're a winner. You're a warrior for God, amen. Warriors don't lose, amen. Warriors are winners, amen. So see yourself the way God sees you. You're an overcomer, amen. Man, I'm an overcomer. Thank you, Lord. So you don't want to leave the same way you came, amen. So before we get, well, I'm all excited already. But before, oh, look, I got my patriotic sunglasses on. Amen. How you like this? Amen. Red, white, and blue. Praise God. Let's make this declaration together. Amen. Praise God. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do all things. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I'm excited. I don't know about you. Amen. Praise God. You like my glasses? You can't have them. They're mine. Praise God. Boldly confess. You know, the enemy's already trying to steal the word, you know. But we're not going to give him place. The Bible says, give no place to the enemy. Amen. So if he's harassing you, maybe you're opening doors, you know, maybe you're saying the wrong things. So we got to be careful the things we say, positive and not negative. Amen. Bible says death and life are in the power of the tongue. So be careful of your words and your actions. Amen. And give no place to the enemy. This is you. You can take care of this. Amen. So praise God. We're going to go back and we're going to review a little bit. Well, wait a minute. First, we want to say happy 4th of July. Keep going, Carmen. Hallelujah. It feels good when you can get your slides to work. Amen. It says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. The people He chose for His inheritance. And they chose, excuse me, Psalms 33 and 12. Amen. So we're going to continue to say, God is over this nation. Amen. And we're going to continue to pray. He says, if my people pray. Amen. So we're going to continue to pray. No one can stop you from praying. Make sure that you're praying. Don't just see the bad things. And don't just confess the bad things. What can I do about this? He says, if my people pray. Are you a child of God? Then you start praying. Amen. You start praying for this country. Thank you, Lord. Pray for your leaders. You know, hey, may not be the one you want in office, but still, the Bible says pray for your leaders. Amen. So we need to pray about this and be obedient to what the Word of God says. Amen. So, you know, I'm not going to pray for anybody for 4 years until a new person comes in. No, you got to pray on a daily basis. You pray for your leaders. Amen. You have to do your part. Amen. So don't just complain about things, how things are and all this. Pray. Amen. Things change. I saw that somewhere. It says, when we pray, things change. And you know what? I'm the thing. When you pray, things change. And I'm the thing that's got to change. Amen. So you do the same thing. You know, when you point fingers, there's three others pointing back at you. So you pray for you too, so that you can change. Yeah, brother's going like this. Keep going, Kirby. Says, happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. In God we trust. Amen. In God we trust. John 8:32. We're going to use that also on our message today. Says, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen. If you read the Amplified, the word truth is capitalized. Amen. The King James is not. But the Amplified, the word truth is capitalized. Amen. So he is the truth. He is the truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. We're going to get these patriotic things. It says, we are the land of the free, and we are home of the brave. Let's pay tribute to our brave American heroes on this day and forever. Happy Independence Day. Amen. Praise God. So proud. All of you that served, thank you for your service time. Amen. And for all those that have given their lives, you know, pray for all the families that have lost some of these heroes. Amen. They're gone, but not forgotten. Amen. Praise God. Celebrate your freedom in Christ this Independence Day. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Galatians 5:1. Amen. Hallelujah. You know he set you free? I am free. Amen. Thank you. You know, I was in bondage. I was slave to sin. But no more. Amen. I am free. See yourself free. Amen. Celebrate your freedom in Christ this Independence Day. Hallelujah. Keep going. There we go. I like the little guy there. It says, proud to be an American. Happy 4th of July. You know, if you don't like this country and you complain, all you're doing is complaining about it, then go somewhere else. See if you can find a better place. Amen. Quit complaining. Instead of complaining, do some praying. When you do some praying, it'll change things. And this is the thing, it's got to change first. Me. Amen. You. Wishing my family and friends a happy and safe 4th of July. And the bottom says what? God bless America. Can you say that? God bless America. Amen. Don't just confess the negative things. Don't confess everything the news is putting out. Because all they want to do is put out bad news. We have the good news. We have the gospels. And we are to get them out. Amen. But he told his disciples, go and preach this word. Amen. And we need to do the same thing. He told us the same. Go. Where are we at? Keep going. Oh. Happy 9th anniversary, New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. Thank you to all family and friends. So this month, we celebrate 9 years. Amen. So praise God, we're still here. Thank you. Hey, give yourself a hand. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. One more, Carmen. Good morning, family and friends. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, every day we have a day of celebration. We celebrate. Why? Because we woke up. Because this is the day the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, when you have, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. Well, when you wake up, you know, and say, wow, thank you, Lord, for being my way, my truth, and my life. Amen. And he says, this is the day I've given you. Rejoice and be glad in it. You know, when you build yourself up in him, regardless of what is going on out there, you're going to have victory. You know, before I step out of my house, before I step out and go to do anything, I have victory wherever I go. And I'm going to step out in faith and not in fear. I'm going to step out in faith Amen. I walk by faith and not by sight. Because what I see, fear is going to overtake you. But I'm not letting that because I'm already prepared for what's out there. Amen. And they're going to be prepared for me because when they see me, it says, oh, get out of the way. He's awake. She's awake. Look out. Keep going, Carmen. Oh, Psalms 118:24, King James. Here we go. So this is our text. We're going to review a little bit, and then we're going to continue. Amen? So how do you like my new shirt? NBC, New Beginnings Church. Nice cross. John 14:6 says what? King James. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. I'm going to read it to you from verse 6. And we're just going to review a little bit about the way because we've already talked about it last week. But John 14:4-6 says this, and whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? He asked. Jesus tells him in verse 6. Jesus said unto him, he was answering Thomas, but he was telling his disciples. Amen. He was telling them, he says, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Amen. No one goes to the Father except through me. So basically, what do we get out of this? Know that there's no other way to heaven. There's two places you can go. You can go up or down. You can go to heaven or you can go to hell. And if you end up in hell, don't blame nobody else. Amen. Because you wouldn't bow, because you wouldn't accept. You know, Jesus went to the cross. He paid for our salvation. Salvation is free. All you have to do is confess with your mouth. Jesus is the Lord. Amen. And God rose him from the dead. Amen. But still, you have to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God rose him from the dead. If you don't confess with your mouth, there ain't no other way to heaven. You can't pay your way. You can't earn your way. There is no other way. You understand? Bible says, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. So there's only one. And he is the way. So he is the gap between man and God. He is the gap between us and sin. and you know, we have to cross that bridge. We got to accept him for that gap to be there. If the gap ain't there and you don't confess him, don't blame nobody if you end up in hell. Come on now. This is the truth. Truth is going to set you free. So, it's, you know, if this was somebody. Somebody needs to hear this. There is no other way. You got to do it God's way or the highway. On the eve of Jesus' crucifixion, he sat down with his disciples to have a Passover meal with them. Jesus told his disciples that he would be betrayed and then put to death. So he's preparing them so they could be. So they could know. Jesus comforted his disciples by giving them the knowledge that they would need to make what they need to make with this time. Amen. What they need to do. He speaks concerning the place where he is going. He tells them that this place is prepared for them as well. Thomas asked him, of course, how do we get to this place? How do we get there? What is this way? Once again, Jesus his answers is known as one of the most beloved and quoted scriptures in the Bible. Amen. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody gets to the Father except through me. Amen. Man, that's powerful. That's powerful. There's no other way. I mean, that's it. So anyway, and I read to you from the I Am series, where you could stop calling yourself what people call you, what family calls you, what anybody else calls you. It says, the Bible series here, listen to this. I'll read it to you again. If you have confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then all these covenant promises from the Word of God belong to you. They belong to you. You have to do something with them. So I encourage you to look at each scripture up and then agree with the Word of God. Speak them over yourself daily. Not once in a while, but daily. Speak them over yourself daily, especially in facing hard times, and they will become a part of you. You know, you've been confessing the negative things, and they've become a part of you. And you've ended up in the wrong place. So why not take the Word of God and the promises of God, and you'll end up in the right place, doing the right thing, going the right way. Amen. Praise God. As you do and your faith grows, you will witness your life taking a turn for the best. Amen. You're going to see your life turn for the best. Amen. For the better. But you're going to see it. Why? Because I'm now confessing positive things and not negative things. You know, it's so easy to put yourself down. It's so easy to put people down. Why not say the right things? Why not lift them up instead of putting them down? Confess the right things. And, man, there's a whole list of things. And on each one of these I am series or list is a scripture. So guess what? I've got to do a little work myself. I have to go and look up each one of these scriptures myself. And you know what? I've told you this before, but I'll say it again. When you go in your Bible and you look these scriptures up, highlight them. Underline them. You know where it says I, you, me, whatever? Just write a line through it and put your name on it. Man, this promise is for me. You know, somebody else may not be claiming it, but I'm going to claim it for myself. And I'm going to make it personal and put my name to it. So, well, you know, hey, you know what you've heard before? Somebody said, well, you know, it's for somebody else, but not for you. Mm-mm, no, this can't be for you. I know you. Well, you know what? I've been born again. I'm a new creature in Christ. The old is gone, the new is in. And I'm going to start confessing what the Word of God says for me. And you need to do the same thing. Somebody needed to hear that now. So Jesus is the way. Whew, hallelujah. I am excited. I don't know about you. If you ain't excited, it's time you get saved. Amen. So you can be excited. You know what? Your first miracle this morning is you woke up and you opened your eyes. Say, praise God. Did you say that? And say, oh, no, it's Sunday. We got to go to church again. The only time we get happy is when Friday's around. Says, oh, thank God it's Friday. Why can't we say that from Monday through Friday or Monday through Sunday? Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. Says, this is the day the Lord has made. Say, thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day you've given me. No, we just wait till Friday because the weekend is here. Hallelujah for the weekend. Come on now. I'm stepping on somebody. Woo, praise God. So, He is the way. Now, He is the truth. If you open your Bibles to John, 1 John, where we've been in the book of John, go to St. John, book of John, first chapter 1, verse 1. And I don't know what yours says, but mine says, right before we even get into verse 1, above that says, mine says, the Word became flesh. Amen. And I wrote here, it says, the Word became flesh, or the Word became human. Now, you know what we're talking about. Who is the Word? Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the Word of God. 1 John 1:1, let's read that. 1 John 1:1 says what? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. Whew. In the Amplified, it talks about, in the beginning, before all time, was the Word, and it's got Jesus in parentheses. Christ. It says Christ. And the Word was God, with God, and the Word was God Himself. Amen. So praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And let me read it to you from here. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made flesh. Talking about Jesus. Verse 14. Let's go there. Verse 14. Let's just go down a little ways there. Verse 14, it says, and the Word, I don't know about yours, but mine, Word is capitalized. Okay? Now that means something, okay? When words are capitalized or not, and it's not just the beginning of every sentence, but the word is capitalized, that means Jesus. That means word. It means something. Amen. It says, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory as the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Again, he is the truth. Amen. Let me read it the way I've got it here. Well, it's the same thing. Now let's go to, stay right there in John. Just go to chapter 8. You can mark these down. If we're going too fast for you, just mark these scriptures down. And go back and, you know, review during the week. Amen. But John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. And I'm going to read some of these scriptures from the King James and the Amplified. Amen. Expounded some here. So, verse 31 and 32. Are you there? Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then ye are my disciples indeed. And verse 32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. Shall make you free. Now, I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified. And you know, when you read the word, when you study the word, go check other translations, not just King James. And the Amplified says this. The Amplified says, 31 says, and Jesus said to those Jews who had believed in him, if ye abide in my word, my is capitalized. Hold fast to my teachings and live in according with them. Okay? So we're not just going to live the way we want to. You know, this is the way I was made, and I'm going to act this way, and I'm going to be this way. No, we can make a change. Change is good. Amen? It says, if you abide in my word, hold fast to my teachings, and live according to them. Don't live according to what so-and-so says, but live according to what the Word of God says. So if you have to make changes, the Word of God don't change. You need to change according to what the Word of God says. Amen? And you are truly my disciples. Now, verse 32 in the Amplified says, and you will know the truth. Truth is capitalized. Not in the King James, but in the Amplified. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You know what? This is the Word of God. It's the truth. It's going to set you free. Why? Because you're going to find out what the Word of God says about you, about what promises are yours. And when you start obeying and doing acting and living according to what the Word of God says, you're going to change for the best, for the better, whichever one you want to say. But you're going to change. And that's a good thing. But you got to be careful, because all of a sudden you're going to change. You're going to change friends, families. Sometimes they just going to walk away from you. Says they ain't going to want to hang out with you no more. But God's going to bring the right people around you. Amen. He's going to bring the right people around you. You know, if people walk away from you, don't go chasing them. And don't go getting them back. If God removed them, let them go. Amen. Some people come to you for a season. And they might do good for a season. But after a while, it's okay. He'll bring new people around you. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. So, anyway, that's awesome scripture. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The Word of God is the truth. Now go to John 17, 17. John chapter 17, verse 17. And this is all red, so Jesus is speaking. And I'm going to read it again, King James and Amplified. Jesus says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy truth, thy word is truth. Amen. And the Amplified says it like this. Sanctify them. Purify, consecrate, separate them for yourself. Make them holy by the truth. Your word is truth. This is capitals. Okay? So, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We got some scriptures, so make sure you're writing them down. And you know, if I say something wrong, you can come and correct me. Pastor, you gave me a scripture, but I don't think that was right, or you read it wrong. Amen. That's okay. I am not perfect. I could be corrected. Let's go to Book of Psalms. Book of Psalms 119. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Book of Psalms 119 and verse 160. We're talking about the truth. Amen. Jesus is the truth. He says, I am the way. I am the truth. Amen. He is the truth. So once Psalms 119, verse 160. Thy word is what? True from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Amen. Amen. So the Amplified says this, the sum of your word is truth. The total of the full meaning of all your individual precepts. And every one of your righteous decrees endure forever. Amen. So we're talking about truth. So there's no lie in Christ. There's no lie in Jesus. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we can believe in him because he is true. He is the truth. Amen. So praise God. I'm going to read you this one, but you can mark it down. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth. The word of God, which effectively worketh also in you that believe. It'll work effectively through us if we believe it. You know what? If we confess it, if we believe it, we confess it, it's going to happen. Yes. Amen. Because the word of God says so. Amen. So let's do that. Make sure you mark that. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. The truth makes us free from sin. Yes. Again, John 8:32 says, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You know, we said this quite a few times, but sin, you guys help me out. Sin will take you further than you want to go, keep you longer than you want to stay, and cost you more than you could pay. But you know what? If you know the truth, it'll set you free from this. It'll set you free from sin. So it don't have to grab you anymore. Amen. It'll set you free. Oh, come on now. This is good. Romans 8:2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. Amen. So I've got a few scriptures for you. So make sure you're marking these down, okay? Let me go to Romans chapter 8 and verse 2. Because I want to read it to you from the Amplified as well. I'm going to read it to you for verse 1 and 2. Romans 8, chapter 8, verses 1 and 2. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walketh not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. In the Amplified. Therefore, there is no condemnation, no adjudging guilt of wrong for those who are in Christ Jesus, who liveth and walketh not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. Amen. And verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has freed us, or freed me from the law of sin and death. It has freed me. Amen. You know, when you're walking the word, confessing the word, and living the word, in this, you don't know this. Well, you'll know this, but you're battling a spiritual battle. In the flesh, I can't defeat it. But in the word, and I'm confessing and living the word, the spirit realm is going to open up. And they're going to slide over because I'm coming through. Amen. Because I'm a child of God. Amen. I'm a child of God. And doors are being opened for me. Doors are being shut for me. Amen. And favor belongs to me. Grace belongs to me. And I'm stepping out in faith. Amen. So praise God. Woo, hallelujah. You can say hallelujah or oh me. Oh God or oh me. And we, this is a scripture we had up there a few minutes ago, but Galatians, let's go to Galatians 5:1. Galatians 5:1. Mine says, in the King James, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. And the Amplified says, in this freedom, Christ has made me free and completely liberated us. Stand fast then, and do not be hampered and held, ensnared, and submitted again to the yoke of slavery, which you have once put off. Amen. So we are free from that. Amen. Praise God. The truth shall bring us to heaven. Those who live by the truth have their names in the book of life. Hallelujah. If you never heard about the book of life, there's a book of life. And I want my name in there. I don't know about you. Amen. Well, let's find out about it. Philippians 4:3. Philippians. Just go down the road there a few ways, a few pages, and you'll come to Philippians. You know. 4:3. Are you there?
Yes.
I'm not yet. I took the wrong turn. Are you there? 4:3. Okay. Here we go. Let me double check myself. Yeah, 4:3. Philippians, that ain't going to work. No, that won't work for me because I was in Colossians. 4:3. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with others, my fellow laborers, whose names are what? In the book of life. Amen. And if you read it from the Amplified, it goes like this. And I exhort you too, my genuine yoke fellow, help these two women who keep on cooperating, for they have toiled along with me in the spreading of the good news, the gospel, and have Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. And book of life in the Amplified is capitalized. Amen. So, hey, if there's a book of life, I want my name in it because I want to live. The Bible says we're going to live for eternity. So this is not my home. This is not your home. It says we're just passing through. We're children of God. And God is in heaven. So we're on our way to heaven, singing victory, shouting victory. We're celebrating. I'm not, ain't no need to be sad. Every day he says, rejoice and be glad in this new day I've given you. So if you're sad, you need to get saved. If you're sad, you need to know what the Word of God says so that you can be happy. It says, the Word of God tells us that joy is good like medicine. So happiness is good. It's good for you. You know, instead of frowning all the time, put a smile on your face. Sometimes it makes people mad. Why are you always smiling? When they open the door for you, then you just let them know, because Jesus loves me. Because Jesus blesses me each and every day. I don't want to hear that. Well, you asked me, so I told you. But joy, happiness is good for you. It's good for your bones. And you know what? Get that frown off your face, you know? You go a lot of places and you see a lot of frowns out there today. Each and every day, you know. People says, you know, you're invading my place. You're invading my space. Get away. I have no time for you. No. Put a smile on your face. Let them know I'm a new creature in Christ. I've changed. Amen. People are going to want to be around you. Ooh, hallelujah. You still there, Pastor? Let's finish with this one here. Those who overcome will remain in the book of life. Amen. Revelations 3 and 5, mark this down. He who overcometh and shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before angels. Now, this is Jesus talking, okay? He says, I'll confess his name before my Father and his angels. So, praise God. Those who reject the truth will not be found in the book of life. So, here's, again, the Word of God. If you've accepted him, your name will be in the book of life. If you've rejected him, your name won't be there. So don't go looking for it. Revelations 20 and 15 says, and whoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I'm just reading what the Word of God says. So if you're not in heaven, you must be in the lake of fire. Why? Because when they go through the book of life and your name's not on there, you're going somewhere else. This is not your home. Then you ain't going to like it then. You can't blame nobody else but yourself. I should have, could have, but I would have. Matthew 25 and 41 says this. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Now this is God. He's saying this. Depart from me. I never knew you. I never knew you. You know, because your name's not written in the book of life. Amen. So, let's close that one with He is the way, He is the truth, and life. Jesus is life. Without Him, there's no life. Amen. He is our Creator. Again, let's go to John 1:1. We read it several times over and over. In the beginning, it talks about, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. So He's our Creator. Upheld all things by the word of His power. Hebrews, let's go to Hebrews 1 and 3. I hope you're marking all these down. And this is not all the scriptures, but this is some of the scriptures. And excuse me, but we are having church, and we're using the Word of God. So that's why we're opening our Bibles, and that's why we're reading Scripture. And that's what we use, the Word of God. Amen? So, Hebrews 1 and 3 says, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, which he had by himself purged our sins, set down at the right hand of the majesty on high. The Bible says that God, Jesus, is at the right hand of the Father. Right hand is a place of authority. Amen. And he's interceding for us. He's praying for us. So he's not just in heaven doing nothing. He's interceding for us. We need it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In him all things consist. Amen. Colossians, mark this down. Colossians 1:17. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Amen. So there is, however, a great death coming. The death is the result of sin. Amen. Let's go to Romans 6. I want you to mark this. Romans 6 and verse 23. So, yes, you know, we want to hear all the nicey things, but these things are going to happen too. If you ain't going to heaven, you're going to hell. And God says, if your name's not in the book of life, he's going to say, go, depart. Amen. He says, you go into the devil and his angels. And now he says, death is coming. However, a great death is coming. And this death is a result of sin. In Romans 6, 6:23, goes like this. It says, for the wages of sin is what? Death. But the gift of God is what? Eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And the Amplified says this, for the wages of sin, pay is death. But the bountiful, free gift of God is eternal life through in union with Jesus Christ, our Lord. So praise God. You want to be on the right team. Hey, I love sports too, but I want to be on the winning side, not on the losing side. Amen. And guess what? If you're on God's team, you win all the time. You're on the winning team. You don't want to be on the losing team. The Bible says the devil is a defeated foe. So if you join the devil, I said, well, I don't join any of them. Well, if you don't choose God, you've already chose the devil. Amen. Because he won't take no neutral. He won't take no lukewarmness. Amen. You can't serve two masters. Well, I'll do a little bit of Jesus. I'll do a little bit of the devil. No. You're only fooling yourself. Because God, you're not on God's side. You're on the enemy's side. Amen. So, and if you don't know the truth about life or death, heaven or hell, then you lose anyway. Death is eternal separation. Listen, the death is eternal separation from God. This is forever. Revelation 21:8 says, But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their place in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So we have a description of what is coming. Amen. And is in 2 Timothy chapter 3, like the first 14 verses, it talks about it's going to get worse before it gets better. So we need to be prepared and step up our relationship. Step up our visiting with him and building up on the word of God. Because, you know, when they say they can't, the Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Amen. Lord, I'm doing this unto you. Amen. He's going to make a way. Amen. Praise God. The ungodly shall suffer the second death. 2 Peter 3:7 says, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. He gives salvation from the second death. This is the life eternal. Amen. So, again, Romans 6:26, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Hebrews 7:25 says, whoever is able also to save them to the uttermost, that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us. And we know this scripture very well. John 10:10 says, the enemy cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus says, I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So the thing about it is, you choose. You have a choice. Jesus came, gave us salvation. It's free for us. But we have a choice to receive him or reject him. Amen. But when it comes time for him, for us to be in front of him, your name's going to be in the book of life or not in the book of life. But that was our choice we made. So we have to be careful. Amen. So praise God. We just want to close with that. Amen. And we want to thank God. Amen. For Jesus. He says that he sent his only begotten Son. And Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you. And we receive you as the way, the truth, and the life. According to your word. Amen. And we receive you in our lives, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, before we close, we want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's what we're here for. You heard the word, but now it's your choice. You have to make a choice. And we give you an opportunity. All you have to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. You know that the turnaround is with just one step away. You know, you may be going the wrong way, but you confess him and just one step, just change one step and you're going the right way. And all you need to do is just accept him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. So praise God. If you need prayer for any kind of sickness, you know, the Bible says our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. There's no sickness in this body. So I reject all sickness. I rebuke all sickness. Spirit of infirmity, we cast you out. We command you to go in Jesus' name. We receive healing in our bodies right now. From the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, it says we are healed. Amen. So I receive healing in my body. You know, instead of confessing the sickness, instead of confessing the problem, confess what the Word of God says. It says, by my stripes, you are healed. Amen. So be healed. Amen. Just touch that body wherever you're hurting. And thank you, Father, that they're healed right now, Father God. We speak healing in those bodies right now. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. So praise God. We also give you an opportunity to give your tithe, your offerings. So those of you watching and listening, if you look at the screen up there, don't forget to visit our website, NBCBigBen.com. Amen. And Facebook, it's got the page number on there. But anyway, just hit that donate button. And if you're mailing it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And we just wanted to say, have a happy Independence Day and have a happy day in the Lord. Amen. We love you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands this way. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to give, Lord. Bless the gift and the giver, Lord. Thank you for opening the windows of heaven, Father, and pouring our blessings we're not able to contain. And thank you for rebuking and devouring for our sake, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, and thank you, Father, for blessing and sanctifying this food for our bodies. In Jesus' name, amen.